This is the Independent 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. My name is Mark, or Mookie, if you prefer. And we do have some live music in our studio this afternoon. The five-piece musical group known as Grizzfolk is here today. Hello, gentlemen, and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
No problem. I feel like there's a lot of us here on our staff who have been following you for a number of years. It's finally nice to get you into the studio just ahead of a tour. Just ahead of a brand new record release, which is really exciting as well. So I imagine these three songs that we're getting this afternoon is all new stuff off the upcoming release, Rarest of Birds.
We're gonna play one older one, but
cool.
The other ones are new.
Cool. You're gonna dig deep for the Grizzfolk aficionados.
That's right.
All right. So whenever you guys are ready, and then we'll stop it down and have more of a chit chat. Again, this is Grizzfolk live in our studio on the Independent 88.5 FM.
Everything you know, tell me something new.
Tell me something new.
I wanna drive your Eldorado straight into the sun. You're a shotgun by my side, horizon in your eyes.
Go. There's Grizzfolk live in studio. Got some live music this afternoon on the Independent 88.5 FM. Brilliantly done, gentlemen.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, of course. So for the uninitiated, there are some releases people could get, some previous stuff that you guys have unleashed to the World, the EP from The Spark. There's a full-length record, Waking Up the Giants. And now this Friday, Rarest of Birds, brand new record. It seems like it took some time to bring this new record to fruition. And we will talk about it. And also, I guess the first show of the tour is right here in Southern California at the Troubadour on Friday. You guys ever played the Troubadour before?
We have. This is our, I think, third time playing, right? Yeah. Oh, man, it's our favorite venue. We're really excited to come back. And
is it really?
Yeah, it's just, there's something magical about that stage, you know? It's just such a, if it's, it's an intimate venue, but it just feels magical.
I know. You hear so many about these iconic venues in Los Angeles and in Southern California. Certainly the Troubadour is one of them. And first time you walk in, you're like, oh, this is it? No. No, it's really a magical place, and it'll lend to a magical experience this Friday. So take us back to the inception of the band for the people who are unfamiliar with Grizzfolk. Has this current lineup, the five-piece that are sitting here in the studio today, has it always been you guys? And is Nashville home for you now? And maybe some of us are Angelinos in the room as well?
Yeah, well, we started in L.A. Two of the band members are Swedish, and we were just working on different projects, and then we put out a song called "The Struggle" long ago, and 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and we weren't really trying to start a band. We were just kind of having fun writing music, and we put this song out and put it on SoundCloud, and a blog picked it up, and then. Kind of, you know, gained some attention, and so we were like, oh, you know, maybe we'll start a band. Fast forward, I live in Nashville now. The rest of the guys live in LA, and our bass player Ryan, he lives in Seattle.
Again, Grizzfolk is here live in our studio. It is the Independent 88.5 FM. Usually I'm in the room with these artists. I'm sitting here behind the glass with all these pastries and coffees today, which is great. We don't normally roll out such a spread for artists. Oh, but we knew so you guys good. Were coming in, right?
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, that was good stuff. The coffee was good, too.
So the new record, Rarest of Birds, it's been quite some time since the previous record. I understand, you know, just reading the bio on your website and stuff like that. You know, all of you guys individually may have been going through some tough times. All of you collectively maybe have been going through some tough times. And all of a sudden, you know, music is sometimes very therapeutic. And it seems to me that you guys put together a fantastic record sort of channeling your inner thoughts and experiences as of late. Could you guys elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I personally was going through some stuff. I quit drinking about 1 year and 2 months ago. And there was a lot of stuff leading up to that and sort of after that, and having music to fall back on during that time was really a great thing, and out of that experience came this album.
All right, so again, music is even sitting down to play one note, I find, is very therapeutic, sort of a healing process.
So musically, during that whole gap between when we put out the first record and then this second album that's about to come out on Friday, we were working the whole time. We were writing, and we were trying to get this sound kind of correct, the sound that's on Rarest of Birds, our new album. So it took us a lot of time, and we like it. We think we got it right.
Sonically, did you play around with some different things compared to some of the previous releases?
Yeah, we did. It wasn't until we met this our friend Alan Blickley, who's a producer in Venice, and we started working with him, and it was like he was able to really figure out, you know, take what we were doing and sort of put it into like a cohesive sound that we had in our heads.
Mm-hmm. Is it safe to say that it's a lot of a collaborative effort when it comes to songwriting and putting songs together between the five of you guys?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful thing. We had Chris Shiflett in from the Foo Fighters the other day.
Oh, cool.
I asked him the same question. He said, no, it's Dave Grohl's band, you know, just kind of along for the ride, you know.
Yeah, but for us, it kind of starts anywhere. Sometimes it's a beat, sometimes it's a lyric, sometimes it's a melody. But yeah, and us being, you know, in different locations too, it's interesting because we'll send ideas around and Adam will work on stuff in Nashville and then we'll work on things in Los Angeles and kind of put it all together when we meet up.
Was that tough to initially do, a learning curve of sorts, doing the whole postal service thing, mailing tracks back and forth and stuff like that? I imagine that's a difficult thing to do if you guys aren't sitting in the same room kind of looking at each other.
I think, you know, when we started writing songs, I think that's how we started, you know, just like sending around ideas and then someone else putting something on that idea and someone else putting on something, you know, just building these blocks. And then when we have the time to be together, that's when we kind of, you know, really dissect it and see what we got. But I think that's, you know, from day one, that's how we wrote songs.
That's incredible. Well, your guy, Oscar from the label floated me a couple of songs. One of those was Hurricane. And we're playing that on the air already. And our listeners are going to hear more of it as the weeks progress. Again, Grizz Folk is in studio here on The Independent, 88.5 FM. So you guys mind ripping into another song for us?
Yeah, we might as well play Hurricane since you just said it.
Were you prepared for that, or is this sort of a decision on the fly?
It's on the fly, sort of.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Are we lost 'cause we took it too far? What it is isn't all we are. Shoot the lights out, leave me in the dark. Was it all supposed to fall apart?
Incredible. That's the the in studio version, the exclusive 88.5 FM version of the song Hurricane. Our listeners have been treated to that song for a couple of weeks now. Grizz Folk is the band playing the Troubadour on Friday, and Rarest of Birds, the brand new record, comes out on Friday as well. But we encourage people to do the deep dive into the Grizz Folk, I guess, catalog of music, because there is some music out there to be discovered. You guys, no strangers to the road? I'm sure you all get along. What else? What do you guys do on the road to sort of pass the time in between cities? You guys streaming music, listening to audiobooks, reading books?
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Do you?
Yeah, it's pretty deep. I'm into comedy podcasts, Chris D'Elia, Joe Rogan. He's not comedy, but I listen to a lot of Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm. We got into a pretty big FIFA kick on the last tour we went out on to.
Big soccer fans, huh?
No, that was the game that was in the that was presented to
that
us.
That was the only game we had in the van.
Yeah, in the van rental, there's one video game that comes with it usually. That was it. So that's what we played.
Right. So are you guys listening to contemporary artists, artists of the day? Are you paying attention to popular music or what's kind of going on under the radar? And I imagine you're music fans.
Well, I'll say this too, that we love this station. We love everything you guys play. Truly, and I've lived here for 10 years, and this is always on in the car and home.
My man, it's going to get better. You stand by us, and it's certainly going to get better. Again, this is independent radio, so if you're a listener, please sign up to be a member through 88.5fm.org. Not a lot of stations could do artist interviews and live music smack dab in the middle of the day. That's what we're doing. It's part of our mission. Again, Grizz Folk is here on the independent 88.5 FM. Social media, have you guys doing your own socials? So if people tweet at you, you're going to tweet right back at them?
Right back at them.
That's cool. Where can people find you on the interwebs?
Just Grizz Folk, at Grizz Folk. That's
easy.
Yeah, we're on the gram. We're on the Twitter.
What is I saw on Wikipedia is Grizz Adams. Was that the first sort of incarnation of this project?
Yeah, it was actually sort of my nickname because I had a beard at the time. But it was our SoundCloud name. It was soundcloud.com/Grizz Adams, and it was just a nickname.
I think Grizz Folk is a great name as well. It's sort of I don't know, maybe in a snapshot talks about, or at least implies, the sort of post-folk sort of thing you got going on here as far as, you know, sonically. Guys, I think it's just very cool.
Thanks, man. I like that.
No problem. I guess we do have another song for you before we kind of wrap it up here. And what did you guys want to play next?
We're going to play a song called Shaky in the Knees.
She shakes like a tambourine, rattling my knees. Rattling my knees. She sinks in like a summer rain, deep beneath the sea, deep beneath the sea. I'm no stranger to the dark side of my mind. If I fall off again, would you catch me one more time? Would you love me right if I put it all on the line? Would you lift me up if I could leave my glitches behind? Please, don't leave me lonely. If it's real love, it's a misfit. I swear I didn't recognize this man they said was me. Your love is my weakness. Shake me, baby, please. Shake it right out for me till I'm shaking the knees. She shakes like a tambourine, rattling my knees, rattling. My heart was open to a love I can't
There you go. That's music live in our studio from Grizzfolk on the independent 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. We're getting you guys pretty much just before the calm, before the storm, before you guys hit the road. Again, playing the Troubadour as the first show of the tour on Friday, and that's release day as well. Anything special planned at the Troubadour? I imagine you guys are going to be very excited because of this new record release.
Yeah, we're just gonna party. We're so excited. First day, like you said, we're releasing an album that we worked really hard. It's just all jitters right now.
It's exciting. We're excited for you. We feel like this band is certainly on an upward trajectory, and we're happy to be along for the ride. Your music is introspective and relatable to a lot of people, and of course, you guys are fine musicians in our studio today. So again, this is Grizzfolk. Anything else to touch on before we kind of wrap it up here, gentlemen?
Just want to say thanks for having us. Thanks for your support, man. I really appreciate it. We're really grateful to be here today.
No problem. I might hit you up about a benefit show for the radio station down the line. Or, you know, next time, you know, the new record comes out, make it a destination and come back and visit us again.
Definitely.
All right. This is 88.5 FM.